Hello.
Good evening. This is Hannah. Give you a call back from customer support. How may I help you today?
Hello. I was checking on the status of a new order that I put in, I think it was Friday, and they said they would ship it out sometime this week. So I wanted to
Okay.
see if it got shipped out.
All right. May I have your zip code, please?
98604.
Okay, your name?
Todd Hamel, Hamel.
Mr. Hamill, could you verify the address for me?
Yeah, yes, that's in Battleground, 118 Southwest, 12th Circle.
Okay, give me one second here.
Are you researching?
No, I'm looking over your account. Sorry, give me one second. Okay, Mr. Hammer, just for verification, you were on a 90-day hold and then you called in on the 8th and you wanted to remove the 90-day hold and be put on the 75% discount, correct?
Right, the discount should have allowed the two bottles to ship for right around $46 total.
Okay. Give me one second. I was just making sure that was correct, okay?
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, Mr. Hammer, I'm speaking with my supervisor now about the call the other day when the agent told you that they were going to remove you from the 90-day hold.
Right.
Okay, so I'm trying to see because that's definitely a problem here because you still haven't been shipped the item, which, give me 1 second. Okay, my supervisor's messaging me back. Give me 1 second, okay?
No problem.
Okay, Mr. Hamill.
Yes.
Okay, so I just spoke with my supervisor because we had to look over the notes on your account because it seems like it was a lot, like a lot of phone calls and different notes and stuff. So we was trying to sort everything out. And it looks like on the 30th of October, your account was canceled. But I still see activity from after October, which is why I was confused and I had to talk with my supervisor. But your account was canceled on the 30th of October. So what you would have to do to get another bottle, you would have to like go back to the website and reorder it because your account's been canceled since October.
Okay, I don't have a problem with the information you've given me. I'm just confused about the notes after the account was supposedly canceled. I mean, I don't know how that happened because that I don't believe was what we had agreed on. And in fact, as you said, there was additional activity after that. So,
yes, which is why I was confused. Which is why I asked my supervisor to look over the account. And it may have been an agent error, but someone canceled the account on the 30th of October.
Well, look, I'm not complaining to you because you're just trying to, you know, fix the situation. I'm concerned right now about your supervisor's decision to have this scenario, whatever's going on right now, have the responsibility shift back to me when if it was an agent error, which I mean, this is the first I've heard of the account being canceled, that the responsibility of how to fix this should be on the supervisor, not put back on me and say, well, customer, go start over.
Yes, sir, I understand that, but the system won't allow us to take orders over the phone, but due to security purposes, we don't want anyone giving out their card information over the phone, which is why the only way you can place an order is online. And I do understand that it's not your fault and you shouldn't have to start over. But even if I wanted to take your order, I don't even have the tools to take your order. Like,
well, I understand that is the situation that you're in because of the, I'm trying to think of the right words, the lack of coordination, lack of organization for the company. You weren't responsible for any of that. So if I'm to make if I were to go online and say, you know, do a report about rating the company, I would say the customer service overall is really good, but the company structure is inferior. The way that they have it set up, obviously you are stuck in the middle and the supervisor is just basically pushing the message through you. I would just like to talk to the supervisor.
Yes, sir. I understand. Give me 1 second.
Okay. Thank you. Hey, by the way, you did a really good job.
Thank you. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
Okay, Mr. Hamill.
Yes.
Okay, I just sent over all your information to my supervisor, and I'm about to transfer you now, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome, and I do thank you for calling customer support. I hope you have a nice rest of your evening, okay?
Hey, thank you. What's your name?
Hannah.
H-A?
N-N-A-H.
A-H. Hannah. Okay, great. Very good job, Hannah.
Thank you. And I do thank you for calling customer support today.
Thank you.